بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل صوم المحرم وشعبان والأشهر الحرم. This is the chapter on the virtue of fasting the month of Muharram and Sha'ban and the sacred months. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه mentions that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best of fast after the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah, that is the month of Muharram. So after the month of Ramadan, Ramadan is the most virtuous of the months for fasting. The fast of Ramadan is compulsory, it is fard. But after the month of Ramadan, the next best fast month to keep roza is the month of Muharram. And this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned Muharram to be Shahrullah. Shahrullah means the month of Allah. Every month belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but specifically Muharram has been mentioned as Shahrullah, to show the importance of this month, like how we say, Kitabullah, the book of Allah, Baytullah, the house of Allah, the nisbat, the connection is to Allah, bringing about its importance. Remember, Ramadan is most significant, the highest. After that is the month of Muharram. So during the month of Muharram, a person could fast, keep many fasts. Many ulama have said that the month of Muharram has gained its the virtue of fasting in the month of Muharram is because of the day of Ashura. And that hadith will come where a person keeps roza on the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. So that is a separate benefit. But here in this hadith, after the month of Ramadan, the most virtuous of the months of for keeping roza is the month of Allah, that is Muharram. And then, وَأَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَ صَلَاةُ اللَّيْلِ. After our faraid, the fard namaz that we read, like we read Fajr now, may Allah accept it. Then we do Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. This is fard. Five daily salat. It is compulsory. After this, we talk about Nafil salat. From all the Nafil salat, Nawafil, the best is Salatul Layl, and there is Tahajjud salah. So Tahajjud, Salatul Layl, is the most virtuous of all the Nafil salat. Nowadays, Tahajjud ends off very early, Fajr commences early. So we have mentioned previously also, at least two rakats at night before we go into sleep. And other ulama have mentioned that we read our Isha Salat, the Fard, then we read the two Sunnat. Then in the two Nafil before the Witr, the two Nafil, make the Niyat of the Hajjud Salat. So at least you'll get some benefit of Qiyamul Layl. And after, if you wake up at night, well and good, and you can read many more rakats. But if a person does not get the tawfiq of waking up, at least he secured, so as to say, two rakat of tahajjud, which he read. Or even before going to sleep, read your two rakat tahajjud. If you wake up in the morning and have the intention to wake up, inshallah, we will gain great benefit from reading tahajjud salah. We mentioned the virtues previously. So after the fard salat, the most virtues is qiyamul layl. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم من شهر أكثر من شعبان فإنه كان يصوم شعبان كله وفي رواية كان يصوم شعبان إلا قليلا متفق عليه. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Rasulullah SAW did not fast in any month more than in Sha'ban. He used to fast for the entire month of Sha'ban. Another narration says he used to fast in the month of Sha'ban with the exception of a few days. So generally, Rasulullah SAW, we can see now, these are the months where he kept roza, of course, Ramadan was fard. Besides that, Muharram he kept a lot, and especially in Sha'ban also. There's a narration in Sunan An-Nasa'i where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that I do not see you fasting in any month, as one of the Sahaba asked him that I don't see you fasting in the month of Sha'ban, fasting in any other month as much as you're fasting in the month of Sha'ban. So Rasulullah kept a lot of fast in Sha'ban. So Sahabi asked, he realized Rasulullah is fasting a lot in the month of Sha'ban. So he says, I do not see you fasting in any other month, obviously besides Ramadan, as much as you fast in Sha'ban. So Rasulullah explained, he said, this is the month, Sha'ban, between Rajab and Ramadan, which many people are unmindful of. It is a month in which a person's actions are presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'd like that my actions be presented whilst I am fasting. So again, Sha'ban also has got great virtue of keeping roza. In this narration is mentioned, he used to fast in Sha'ban, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the exception of a few days. So the days just before Ramadan. Just before Ramadan, the few days before Ramadan, Rasulullah would not keep fast so as to gain strength to keep Ramadan fast properly. Sometimes the person fasts the entire month of Sha'ban, then he does not have the strength to keep Ramadan. Ramadan is fard. Like a person reading tahajjud whole night, but Fajr he is unable to read. That is no good. So a person must have sufficient strength. For us, we are weak people. At least some roza in the month of Muharram and in Sha'ban. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah, subhanallah, wa bihamdulillah, 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 wa bihamd